Hello from Nihon. This is Ike and I'm with
Ako here.
And I just woke up. It's 8:38 p.m. at night. And I just woke up. I was watching a Disney movie with my daughter. The movie is called Luana?
What's it Moana.
Called? Moana. Excuse me, Moana. Mm-hmm. I had some cognac and I just fell asleep.
Did you? I didn't know that you were drinking.
I was having it out of this coffee mug here.
Oh my, and such a tricky thing.
Tricky thing. Anyways, I went right to bed.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, I love Disney movies. I mean, they're really good. And this is that Moana was a good movie too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't. I don't know, for some reason.
Good. I'm so glad you had a sleep. You had a sleep.
Yeah. It's like the Japanese demon god of sleep. The Japanese have their own Sandman.
So in the Suima.
Suima. Suima is a demon.
Sleep demon.
Sleep demon that comes and makes you sleep. It's not a malevolent or evil creature. It's just I don't know why you guys say demon.
I don't know why, but you know, it's not that Suima sounds like a negative way of like a feeling. It sounds like you get so sleepy when you're not supposed to sleep. That's why Suima. And it sounds like swimmer, isn't it?
Swimmer.
Yeah.
And the word ma usually is associated with like with demons.
Devils. Akuma.
Akuma.
That's right.
Majo.
That's right.
Maho, if you
watch
magic, Mahoska, like using magic.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like if you watch Dragon Ball, Majin Buu.
Mm-hmm.
He's a magical evil spirit.
That's
creature.
Right.
So Ma, if you
I
hear
liked
the word
him
Ma,
a lot.
Huh?
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, Majin Buu was cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, I fell asleep, and Suima, that's the way you pronounce it. Suima, it's like swimmer, like Aqua said. Took me away. So anyways, yeah, Disney. And Disney's been on my mind for a bit now. I think I'm planning to take my family, including my mom. She's coming back to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe late this year,
mm-hmm.
2020. And go to Tokyo and go back to Disneyland and DisneySea.
Yeah, let's see.
And it's funny because today, Ako sent me a picture of herself. On the Disney cruise.
That's right.
Back in Florida. So if you've heard this podcast before, you might know that Ako used to work for Disney.
Uh-huh.
She worked in the Japanese pavilion in Epcot.
That's right.
As a yakiniku waitress.
No.
Well, I'm sorry.
Teppanyaki.
Sorry. What's the difference? Teppanyaki and yakiniku.
Teppanyaki is a grill, right? The chef cook on the grill. Yakiniku is a you cook on the grill.
That's right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yakiniku is basically Korean barbecue, you know. It's completely different.
Yeah.
Because you know what I was thinking about when I was watching you sleeping?
Go ahead.
Ever since I was watching like a Western movie, I was always wondering why American people sleeps with like us often naked and often like a very thin like pajamas and with a very thin blanket. In Japan, we have very like a warm pajamas and often heat tech and very thick
Wait. There's so many things you're letting people believe. Number one, I was not sleeping naked.
No, not today.
But people might be thinking, oh maybe I was sleeping naked.
No.
Next to his daughter.
No.
That's not the thing. That was not happening.
No. And so, you know, like Western people, when I was a kid, I thought, you guys, Western people, doesn't feel cold.
We feel cold.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking and I realized that, you know, recently I got the new pajamas from your mom, right? And it was really silky and beautiful, but it's very thin.
Yeah.
And it's kind of very cold in the winter in here. And I realized that why.
Go ahead.
You guys have central heating. We don't.
Yeah. So in, that's right. Here in Japan.
It's cold in the house.
The house is cold and each individual room has a air conditioner,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, of course has a heater attached to it.
Right. Once you turn it off, it gets cold again.
That's right. There's no central air system here.
That's right. Traditionally, we have like kotatsu. It's like a table with like a blanket, and there's a like heater inside.
Yeah, kotatsu is a.
I love that.
It's a table with a blanket attached to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, but we don't have tatami. It only works on tatami, you know, because we don't sit on the flooring.
No, you don't sit on the floor.
Yeah, so we can't have it.
Here.
That sucks. I loved it.
Kotatsu is okay.
It's so comfy if you sleep in kotatsu.
Yeah, but you know? Sleeping at the table,
it's so warm inside though.
Okay, I fell asleep on a beanbag, for example.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like minimalists here. We don't have very many things in our home, and we like to keep it that way. So we have these two beanbags. We have like four beanbags. We got two beanbags facing the TV. So I fell asleep. My my daughter and Ako watched the entire Moana movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Well, today I want to talk about Disney, though, if you don't mind.
Okay.
One thing you mentioned that might confuse people. You said heat tech.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think we have that in the West. Can you explain what heat tech is?
Really?
Heat
is that
tech.
Maybe...
H-E-A-T, heat, and tech, as in technology, T-E-C-H.
Oh, really? Then maybe it's a name of the product for Uniqlo then.
Yeah, can you explain what it is?
It's like like a chemical fiber, made of chemical fiber, chemical?
Is it chemical fiber?
No, like a very, how do you call that? I don't know. It's very warm.
It's a
fiber.
It's a fiber with an elastic attached to it that keeps you warm.
Yeah, very, very warm. We have a lot like a heat tech, like a t-shirt, heat tech, like underwear, slippers, everything.
So yeah, it's like this material that keeps you warm, developed by Uniqlo. Uniqlo is a Gap of Japan. If you know Gap in the States, it's the Gap of Japan. That's my go-to present when I want to send something.
Oh, so you guys
to
don't
my brothers
have it.
Or sister. Yeah. I don't think we do. No.
Maybe because you have heat, central heating, and you don't really need a warm thing.
No, but my brothers love to go snowboarding and skiing.
That's right, but then they can have that very thick jacket, right?
Yeah, but they also heat tech. They also
I see.
Give them heat tech.
I had one topic. It's a really interesting thing, though.
Okay. Whatever you want to talk about, you know.
No.
Forget my what I want. It's not important what I want. Go ahead.
It's important what you
want.
No,
you want to talk about something. Go ahead.
It's so funny, though. I was
what is it?
About to laugh. I just checked it.
We could talk about both. Shit.
Yeah. So, their Facebook officially apologized to the Myanmar. You say Myanmar? Burma? Dochi? Myanmar, right?
Burma.
Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Myanmar, right? Myanmar government, the Xi Jinping recently saw Aung San Suu Kyi.
You're saying words that I have no idea what you're saying.
Facebook officially
apologized
to Myanmar government.
Myanmar. Okay, I know Myanmar government.
The Xi Jinping.
I don't know who Xi Jinping is.
Xi Jinping, Chinese.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
That's right.
Okay.
Xi Jinping, the leader of their China, right?
The leader of the Chinese Working Party?
Yeah.
The Communist Party.
Yeah, that's right. Xi Jinping recently visited Aung San Suu Kyi, who's Aung San Suu Kyi, she's the leader of the Myanmar, right?
Okay, the leader of Myanmar.
Yeah. And then the Facebook showed this news. But when they translate from their Myanmar language to English, kana? Yeah, it's English.
What happened?
The Facebook mistranslated as a Mr. Shithole.
Mr. Shithole?
Oh.
Really?
The Facebook there said because the Xi Jinping, his name was not on their like a translation data for the Myanmar language. So their Facebook system tried to like guess the word, and they made a shithole.
So the Facebook translation algorithm took the sound of that guy's name.
Yeah.
And it computed and it came out
shithole.
Shithole.
Oh. Mr. Shithole.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's so funny, isn't it? But you know, Facebook is no forbidden in China, so maybe they didn't realize
they didn't catch
that.
It. Yeah. I'm sure some government officials caught that. I'm sure they caught that. I mean, isn't Winnie the Pooh illegal in China?
Not illegal, just they can't look for information anymore.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, what's his name? The president, not the president, but the
Xi Jinping,
the head of the Communist Party in China.
Xi Jinping.
Yeah, some people compared him to Winnie the Pooh. He looks like
That's
Winnie
right.
the Pooh. I don't know why.
Because I told you before in the, I don't know which podcast, but there's a, like one picture. Xi Jinping and the Obama was there. I guess it was, I think it was Obama. Yeah, and they looked like Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. They walking together. And someone put a picture, the comparison picture, them and the Pooh. And then, oh my god, he looks like a Winnie the Pooh, and then Xi Jinping got mad. So they, you know,
they erased
forbidden.
Them. They erased them out of the Chinese Google.
That's right.
Was it Chinese Bandai? Was it?
Baidu.
Baidu. Baidu is a Chinese Google.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of Disney related. We're talking about.
No, that's right.
Winnie the Pooh is.
Oh, then maybe Shanghai Disney doesn't have Winnie the Pooh then.
I wonder. I never heard of the Winnie the Pooh ride in China at Disney. I really wanted to go there, but I'm not going there.
No, I want to go to the Hong Kong Disney, but we cannot go there anymore.
Hong Kong is not going to be Hong Kong anymore.
That's right. Very and soon. It must be very vacant though. Right
and
now.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. Dangerous.
Nah, I'm not going there.
Yeah, that's sad.
But yeah, but listen, somehow the Disney gods brought us back to the Disney topic. Because what's his name?
Xi Jinping
brought us back to Winnie the Pooh. And recently I've been showing my daughter some. My daughter likes Disney. She likes Minnie Mouse. Our son's too young. He's still an infant. But our daughter likes Minnie Mouse and all that stuff. And, you know, I don't know if you knew or not, but Tokyo Disney Sea is regarded by many Westerners as the perfect Disney theme park.
Really? What do you mean for perfect?
I don't know. It just rated as the highest Disney theme park.
You mean satisfaction? Highest satisfaction?
The theming, just the amount of the quality, the detail.
Yeah, I like
they,
it.
They
there.
Put in all of the areas of the park is unparalleled. There is no comparison. I mean, compared to other parks. Now, I'm from Miami, Florida, and going to Disney World and Epcot and Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach.
Oh, you went there?
Not Blizzard Beach, but it's Typhoon Lagoon. Blizzard Beach opened after I left.
Okay.
That was like a yearly thing for us. We went there all the time. And you know, when I lived in Tokyo for, I don't know, 16, 17 years, I went to Tokyo DisneySea, you know, with girls I was dating, blah, blah, blah. So it's been an integral part of my life. And you,
sweet.
One of the things that you... You used to work for the rat, the mouse.
Yeah. Is that why you got married to me?
Maybe it's one of the reasons. I don't know. You also have a birthmark of Mickey
Mouse.
You are
the only one who said like that.
Yeah.
Next to my knee?
Next to your knee.
Yeah, I don't know why I've got that.
You have
I don't think it's a birthmark, though.
I don't know what it is, but I hope it's some kind of dangerous growth. But no, it's not. It's a birthmark. You have a Mickey Mouse type of birthmark.
Like a hidden Mickey?
Like a hidden Mickey. No shit. And that was pretty interesting. Also, you worked, like we said, you worked for the what do you call that?
Epcot,
that's right. How long were you there for?
13 months.
13 months.
Like, it's 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year.
Yeah, I liked it there. Yeah.
So yeah, what do you think about Tokyo Disney Sea and Land? You didn't go there very much in your life.
I've been there.
Yeah, but not very much.
Two, three times, I guess.
Yeah, I took
with my family once, and with you two times,
that's right.
I guess. Yeah, I really like it there. I like the Little Mermaid show a lot.
At Tokyo Disney.
Disney Sea.
So if you guys don't know, Tokyo Disney Sea is the main part. The main, as you know, if you walk into Tokyo Disneyland, you're taken to like Main Street. Well, in Tokyo Disney Sea, if you haven't been, you open up to Pinocchio's Italy. So it looks like an Italian port town, right? Mm-hmm. And to your left, what's at your left? Well, to your left, if you make a hard left, you walk down from the entrance, you'll go to like 1920s America.
Yokoboitoru.
Yeah, I went there a lot. And Yokoboitoru means, you remember well.
Mm-hmm.
Yokoboitoru, you remember well. So to your left, you got like 1920s America. I forgot the name of that theme park, of that area of the park.
Mm-hmm.
But you got Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
You got the you got like this big cruise boat.
It's a sea.
That's part of Disney Sea.
Okay.
You also got the Toy Story.
Amusement
ride. What's that thing?
The new one, right?
Yeah. Where you shoot a bunch of.
You
shoot a bunch of
like Nanto something mania
characters. Yeah. Toy Story Mania.
Yeah.
That's right. Toy Story Mania. Okay.
I liked it a lot.
And then in front of you, you see this giant volcano,
right?
And if you walk through the volcano, you're taken to, what's that famous science fiction writer?
Something Mile. Southern. Kaite Nimandi.
No. Journey to the Center of the Earth. But what's the
Atlantis.
I had it on the tip of my tongue, and then I lost it. Also, Atlantis is covered there. Jules Verne.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Jules Verne. Yeah, you're taken to like a Jules Verne type of area. And a lot of people don't know this, but Tokyo Disney Sea and some elements of Tokyo Disneyland were taken from a theme park that was supposed to be built on the west coast of America, California.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know. Are you interested in this?
Yeah. Okay. Now maybe people are interested.
Okay, but you know, it's funny because you used to work for the mouse and you never really.
So when I had their like interview, I told them like actually I'm not really big fan of the Disney characters, but I'm really interested in Disney hospitality. That's why I applied and I passed.
What do you think? I'm a big fan of Disney characters. It's not like I walk around with a goofy hat. It's just that, it's a really fun thing to do, go to Disneyland.
But I like it there.
Yeah.
I really like they are really strict about keeping their like image of the world of Disney.
They're very Japanese in that respect.
Yeah, I like that.
So when you were working for Disney, the president was Michael Eisner.
Okay.
So Michael Eisner was a good and bad thing for Disney.
Uh-huh.
He brought upon the Disney Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney movies came back to their former glory with The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Also, at the same time, he put a lot of money and confidence into Euro Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big disaster
mm-hmm.
in the beginning.
In France,
that's right. But he also had plans to create a whole like sea-themed Disney park.
Ooh.
in the West Coast.
Okay.
But that fell apart. And a lot of those ideas, they went to Tokyo Disney Sea.
Wow.
So after you go past the mountain, the volcano, you're inside of Jules Verne land, which uh-huh. you have the...
I really like it there.
It's nice, right? You have Nemo's submarine adventure, takes you to Atlantis, and you have Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is an amazing jet coaster.
Yeah, a little bit like a steampunk. Same. No?
A little bit. A lot like steampunk.
Lot. Uh-huh.
That's another thing. The Euro Disney Space Mountain
uh-huh.
has a steampunk vibe to it, and it has the Jules Verne thing going on.
Hey.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
It's really cool. And then past that, you have the option to go to your left, which is like the Little Mermaid theme area, where you go actually underground
mm-hmm.
to this whole like huge area where you have a bunch of Little Mermaid type of stuff, Little Mermaid little rides, very theme orientated, and that's where we saw that show, right?
That's right.
You like that show?
Yeah, I saw the show twice, but the second time when I saw with you, it became much better. I was so surprised and impressed. The first time when I was 18, so 18 years ago, oh my God.
Jesus, we're old.
Jesus, we are old. Then I went there with my parents and my sister, family trip. Like, it was like a last family trip for us because that I was going to university and after that it's going to be difficult to get everyone together, right? So, okay, let's go to Disney. And we went there. And we all were so impressed about this little mermaid show because it's like in the center, there's a rock of the Ariel. And then Ariel was just sitting there. And at first, I was like, okay, there she's sitting, right? And then it was just like, I thought it was just like American Disney, the Epcot, their Florida one. It was, you know, just along their story. Ariel talk about a story or something like that. Maybe it changed now. But and then she started swimming.
Swimming. They had these they had these pulleys and levers, and you know they had her up in the air, flying
That's
around,
right. I was
swimming.
So impressed. But at that time, 18 years ago, it was only like other spot, ne? But the second when we saw with you, the Ariel came just above us.
Yeah, right? They renovated the show.
Mm.
They renovated the show and became really. I mean, it was always good, but it became much better.
Mm, I love it. I want to show our daughter the show so much.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's my most favorite one.
That's your favorite mm-hmm. part of Disney's.
Yeah,
cool. And then, but what's also cool, theming wise, beautiful, but there's no Aladdin attraction. So you have, after you go past the Jules Verne area, on your left you have the Little Mermaid area that you have to actually go underground, which is really cool. And on the right you have Agrabah
mm-hmm.
from Aladdin. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
Mm.
And they have a Sinbad theme, like a, kind of like a Pirates of the Caribbean, but Sinbad.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. I like it. And I'm a big fan of mythology. So to me, that's a beautiful ride. It was much darker before, but they made it all bright and cheery. And they didn't care about the myth at all. They went to just make the kids happy. I understand that. But there should be a better attraction there inside. They have a 3D genie experience.
Yeah, they should.
But it sucks. They should have a better attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you got Mexico.
Yeah?
At the end of the Disney Sea, you have like a Mexican area.
Did they? You be there?
It's kind of like the Yucatan.
Okay.
It's lots of jungle. That's where they have the Raging Spirits.
Oh,
coaster.
Yeah.
That's where they have Indiana Jones. Indiana Temple. I don't know if Temple of Doom, but the Indiana Jones Adventure.
That's an amazing ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Now I remembered. Yeah. In Florida, when I was there, they didn't have that kind of attractions. In Florida, they had a show for the Indiana Jones thing. Yeah,
okay.
I really enjoyed that, but they didn't have ride at the time. Maybe now.
But you were, since you were a cast member, since you're working for Disney, you can go to Disney anytime you want, right?
That's right.
For free.
Oh, did you know? Yeah, for free for us in Florida, but not in Japan. They are not allowed to use their cast member pass to get in when they are not working.
That's right.
Yeah. So some of my friends was working in Disney Japan, and they said that they didn't really have so much benefit like in America, so they were so happy.
They can do that.
Mm.
That's another thing some people might not know, that Tokyo Disneyland and Sea is a franchise. They're operated by Oriental Land.
That's right.
Oriental Land bought the rights from Disney to create these parks in Japan back in the late 70s, early 80s? I forget when. But it's the only franchise Disney in the world. All the other Disneys are built by Disney.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder why.
Oriental Land does a very good job.
Yeah. And they're making Sky. Sky's gone.
And Disney Sky is not gonna be built.
Okay.
But they are building as we speak. It's gonna open in April in Disneyland, Tokyo Disneyland. They're gonna open the Beauty and the Beast trackless ride.
Oh, okay.
So it's supposed to be a really high tech ride.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I want to take our kids there.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
So Winnie the Pooh, and also Winnie the Pooh in Tokyo Disneyland is different from any other Winnie the Pooh ride because it's trackless.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's really, really cool.
Bouncy.
The bouncy room when Tigger's bouncing around, the whole room was bouncing around. That's some really cool shit.
Honey Hunt, right?
Honey Hunt, that's right.
Uh-huh.
So the Beauty and the Beast one is going to be they're going to create a Beauty and the Beast area with a little castle there,
mm-hmm.
and inside they're going to have the theme. What do you call that? The attraction. Wow. It's supposed to be really
that
good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go soaring.
The soaring is also coming up.
Yeah, yeah. The Universe in Florida Epcot. You didn't write it,
right? I've never written it.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's like you're on a hang glider thing, and you can see like a view, a very beautiful view like that. And it seems like, of course, it's like 18 years ago, and the technology is much better than that, right? So I really want to go there. Must be very beautiful.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
I imagine so.
Soaring.
But you know what I want to try? Maybe you haven't tried it. The Avatar.
Which one? Is there...
In
is
Animal there in Kingdom.
A, oh, right now in there? Yeah. I saw that.
Everyone's saying it's
zone, right?
It's the biggest...
Area.
No. But inside Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
You have like VR headset.
VR. Wow.
And you're on like on a motorcycle type of vehicle.
That's cool.
And you're riding a dragon. And there's like wind blowing. Everyone says it's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. I want to go there so bad.
Yeah.
What about we move to Florida? I want to work out there again.
Listen, I'm from Florida and had many good experiences. But I don't want to go. I don't want to live there again.
Why not? Orlando.
Nah.
Really? Nah. Just in the close to Disney? And only 1 year so
nah,
that I can bring you guys there?
Nah. It's a bad idea, I think.
Oh, just visit?
Just visit, yeah. Yeah. I want to go visit
but
my hometown.
You need so much time to enjoy everything there. There's many parks there, many like theme restaurants, theme hotels you wanna try?
I want to try a lot. We just hang out there for 3 weeks. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about Tokyo, Disneyland, and Sea. And yeah, I will be back with some more content very soon. Anything you want to say, Akko?
Thank you for healing, listening.
To us. Okay. Rock and roll. Okay, be good. Take care and good night.
Good night. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.